snow too, I
no,
imagine.
No.
Never,
no, no,
never.
No, no, no. I'd had some severe rains going across the lake there way it was no longer dry.
No, and rains are frightening out there because they just roar on through mm-hmm. once the water builds
they
up.
They can.
Floods. Okay, where did you get your water from?
It's a faucet.
Okay, good.
although I used to have to carry buckets full inside from out here. And all those people who drive up to see their mine, because my father had knew a man who sold stock in the mine. They drive out from Los Angeles to see their mine. And that poor kid was out there with a pitcher carrying water into a house. my sisters and I thought it was funny. Anyway, go ahead.
It's makes you feel that you're very spoiled, I think, to have indoor everything.
Yeah.
Because in carrying it, you probably got a thirst worked up, so you needed to go right back. Are you familiar with the terms gully and draw?
Gully? Draw is one I've never really used, but I'm familiar with it.
And a gully is?
It's kind of a wash. And the draw is more larger to me.
A wash, but a bigger one, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm asking too,
yeah,
because
mm-hmm, right.
That seems right to me. How about a reservoir versus a pond? A
reservoir usually man-made, and a pond can be or cannot be, to me.
Mm-hmm. Occurring in nature. Would cattle drink out of a pond or a reservoir?
Both.
And you mentioned that you brought water into the house in a bucket.
Well, only for a short time, about when I was in the third and fourth grades. So that's a long time ago.
Now, if you said bucket, to you, is bucket the same as pail, or are buckets made out of one thing and pails made out of another?
Same thing to me, a bucket or a pail,
mm-hmm.
or a metal pitcher. But they're different terms there, of course.
For all the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people say that buckets are wooden and pails are made out of metal or plastic.
Not to me.
Okay.
Maybe back east.
That's where it is. Okay. You mentioned a faucet. The thing that water comes out of in the kitchen, that's what you call it also, right?
Mm-hmm.
Faucet. And... if it were outside, would
spigot.
It be,
mm-hmm.
Ever use the word tap?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But they're all the same thing. It's just that one is outside and the other is in the house.
Right.
You wouldn't call the bathroom one a spigot.
No, not normally.
No, I wouldn't either. All right. What would you call what dishes would be washed with?
My hands.
What your hands had to help.
I rinse the dishes and put them in the dishwasher.
But before they invented those.
Is there something prior to that?
Yes, unfortunately.
With soap and sponge.
And a sponge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what would they be dried with?
Hot air now, but it's a dish towel.
A dish towel.
Of course, I was in the Navy, and they did a lot of KP duties.
Dish towel. Did you ever hear anyone call it a tea towel?
Yes, but that would be more of a dainty term.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Right. What would you use to boil water in on the stove?
A boil water in a tea kettle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what would be used to cook bacon?
Frying pan.
How did you get light into the house, the older house?